How was it, Dennis, that you moved from Carrigart to Downings?
I was better left to me in Downings here. And headed
left by your auntie or
uncle? Aye.
So who lives in your old home now, Dennis? Or
I don't know, there's nobody there now.
There's nobody there.
Yeah. Oh, we went to school and got in the brand and we carried the turf under the arm up to go in the brand. When we got in the end, there was no benefit to it because we were all that far away from the fire anyway. There was no use. The schoolmaster sat with his back to the fire.
How far was the school from you?
Yeah.
How far away was the school?
A mile and a half or something. About a mile and a half.
And who was the teacher there, Dennis?
Well, when I went there, she was a Mr. Boyce, which originally came from over from, I think, from Burton Porter, McIntyre, I think, originally, which I married a man from Carrigart area, Johnny Boyce. Well, there was a teacher then, he was McFadden. I think he came from, or he was Teague McFadden, he moved from Glenties. He died, and then this other teacher, he was teaching first in Derry Harrison, and he moved to Gosnabrad then in 1941. And he hammered, he was rough.
He was rough.
Aye.
Was he the one you had, Dennis?
Aye.
You must have hated school then.
Hmm?
You must have hated going to school, Dennis.
Oh, you did, surely. You dreaded going to school. Because you were going to get hammered for something, no matter what it was, you were going to get hammered for it.
For no reason?
Oh, just for the very little.
Gee, it was a cruel world. Cruel way they had some of the teachers, wasn't it?
I suppose they're too far the other way now.
Yeah.
They say you've got to keep discipline anyway.
Yeah.
But that's not happening now.
There's no control.
No. But the world control them times, it was regimental.
But then there was very little for people, like they had to emigrate after. National school or primary school, you just left at 14. There was very, very few went for education. You know, the money wasn't there, maybe.
No, well, I suppose the brighter ones, the 5% that were brighter, I suppose they probably got on to go on to maybe on to secondary school or something like that. The passing, I suppose, they had to go through an exam or whatever it was, preparatory or something,
yeah.
And then went on to went away to Galway. My brother, he went to Galway for 4 years and then whatever he trained then and what do they call the place in Dublin?
Training school?
No, not Kerry, but St. Patrick's or something.
St. Pat's, yeah. He did well then.
Hmm?
He did fine for himself.
Aye. What do we down to the Midlands and met a woman down there, so he had to stay.
So he was anchored there.